Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. Good to have you with us again. We appreciate your support and your loyalty, tuning in. We definitely appreciate that. Please visit our sponsors and let them know you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call, because that's what keeps us going. And again, thank you for tuning in. Well, we've got the same usual cast for you this morning. We've got probably half the intelligence in the county right here in this room.
Oh, I don't think so. Sounded really good, though.
Usual suspects.
Yeah. And I was quoting them, so. We have Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
We have Diane Ruffino all the way from Pitt County.
Hello.
And we have Hal and Rainer James.
Hey there.
And we're here at Fernwood Studios trying to bring you the best in conservative news. Well, last night we had, by the way, CCTA, Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. That's our organization. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, nonpartisan, conservative organization. We like to talk about the Constitution and give classes on it. We like to try to educate people on our form of government. We are not a democracy. We're not a democratic society. We are a democratic republic, and we have a republican form of government. And that's not like Democrat or Republican Party. It's a form of government. We have a republican form of government. Doesn't matter whether we have a Democrat in office or a Republican in office.
May I say something?
Yes, you can.
If we were a democracy, 51% of the people could take all the money and all the possessions of 49% of the people.
That's right.
It's a mob rule situation.
It
so
is.
Thank goodness we do not have that.
And if we get rid of the Electoral College,
we will have essentially done exactly that. It would be
absolutely
a huge mistake.
And I'm glad it's not run by the Democratic Socialists of America.
Absolutely.
Now, the Electoral College, if we had that, it would bring mobocracy to the presidency.
Yes. And those are the things we like to discuss and try to inform you on. So with that said, every third Tuesday.
Before you go on, if we stuck with a democracy, we'd still have slavery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, then isn't it good that we don't have a democracy?
Yes.
Well, it would be nice if the people that are always accusing us of being racist would understand that.
I don't think they can be bothered with the truth. It gets in the way of the way they want to think.
Right. Okay, so can I go on now?
Sure.
You were talking about the meeting last night, and that sure demonstrated where free everything goes.
All right. As I was saying, the third Tuesday of every month, we hold a public meeting. It's free. It's open to the public. We bring in speakers on different topics. Some of our biggest meetings are Second Amendment, of course. We have those. We were scheduled to bring in the sheriffs from the surrounding county, but due to some scheduling conflicts, that had to be postponed, and we'll be doing that later, most likely in November. And you'll want to be at that one. These guys, Chip Hughes from Craven County, Asa Buck from Carter County, and
Chris Davis
from Pamlico County. And I don't remember the one from Jones County, but we may be able to get him in here also.
No one from Beaufort?
No, but we can work on that.
It's a woman, isn't it?
No, that's Pitt County.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Yeah, Pitt County. And some disturbing news on that. I heard on another station this morning. They were talking about the sheriffs, a handful of sheriffs in the state, because legislators just passed a law requiring them to work with ICE.
Mm-hmm.
on
thank goodness
on detainers.
No.
Cooper's already
vetoed it.
Mm-hmm. Cooper's already vetoed it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh well.
On detainers, and that's when they get ready to release a criminal back into streets. If ICE asks them to detain them because they are deportable illegal aliens, mm-hmm. These sheriffs, a handful of them, have refused to do that. So legislators put forth legislation to require them to do it. And as you just heard Hal and Rainer talking about, governor, our great governor of North Carolina, has done another one of his famous vetoes.
What a peculiar use of the word great.
Well, and I talked to someone in the state legislature that said that it's not likely that we'd be able to overturn that veto. They're trying to, but they don't have... They don't think they got the power to do that.
Right.
That's sad.
It is.
Sad. You know what gets me mad about this whole thing is that here we have a governor. First of all, we know the Constitution means certain things. And we know the state signed it knowing that the federal government would be in charge of immigration or naturalization. And the states agreed to that knowing that they would have to give up their right to immigration, to work on their borders themselves. So the states are supposed to comply with the federal government because you don't want the federal government in your backyard constantly. You want them in your state as little as possible.
Right.
So the trade-off is your elected officials work, as much as possible or as little as possible with the federal government. We detain someone. He's illegal. We contact the big guys. Okay. Is that too much to ask? No. But that's the way the Constitution's arranged.
Right.
And they signed on to that. Here we have a governor of a state. He's sworn to uphold the Constitution and the laws, and he's encouraging lawlessness. He's encouraged the breaking of our time-honored laws, our constitutional laws. This is impeachable, and this is just should not be tolerated.
Right, and he was on there bragging about he was former top law official in the state.
Laughable.
Yeah.
Laughable.
He never did anything.
No.
No, he did to not protect do his job. Right. Yes, AG.
And as you say, yes, the states should work with the feds as long as they're performing within the boundaries
right.
of what their federal responsibilities are. If they try to cross that line and get into states' rights issues, come in and take our guns, then no, we don't cooperate.
Sure, historically, but this is clearly within the bounds historically of what they're assigned to do.
The state officials, again, because you don't want the feds in your backyard. Stay in D.C., right? We stop an illegal. We find out they're illegal. We detain them. And then historically, we hold on to them, the states, hold on to them for a day, maybe a little bit longer. So they barely use our instrumentalities. They barely use our jails. But then if the feds say, well, I can't get to them, can you hold on to them for maybe 3 weeks, for a month? Now you're stepping into the state sovereignty, the state jurisdiction. Now you're saying, you got to use your own money, your own facilities. That's where we cross the line. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about contacting the ICE and saying that we don't have to.
All right. Mary.
I want to relate this to the movie that we saw last night.
Please do.
Because what you're talking about is a failure to enforce the law.
Well, let me
failure to communicate.
Let me interrupt you real quick. Because I never got to that point.
We are so sorry, Ray. Right.
These people are so passionate here and so knowledgeable. It doesn't take long for them to get off on a tangent. And
everything sets us off.
Right. There you go. Anyway, we do have a meeting third Tuesday of every month. Last night we had that meeting. And like I said, we were supposed to have these sheriffs. These three sheriffs we are very fortunate to have in these surrounding counties because they all support ICE. They all support the doing away with the opioid crisis. They're very good sheriffs. We're very proud of them and we're blessed to have them. So anyway, we had this meeting last night. They couldn't make it, so we had to come up with something at the last minute.
Randy.
So what we did is we showed a documentary film. It's called Seattle is Dying. And what it does is it exposed the opioid and drug problems they're having there, the immigration issues, and the socialist policies that are in place that allow this stuff to run rampant and is killing the city. I had people tell me it was a real eye-opener for them, including one of our state representatives. So I'm glad he was there to see it. But anyhow, that's where we were. Now, Mary wants to talk about the movie.
The thing that was interesting to me, we've been in North Carolina now about 6 years, Bob. Is that right? And lived in Massachusetts before then and sent a child to school in New York City before Mayor Giuliani was elected. And when Mayor Giuliani was elected, he adopted what was called the broken windows policy, where things like going to the bathroom on the streets or breaking windows or cleaning people's car windshields when they didn't ask you to were dealt with. And when he addressed the little, quote, little crimes, unquote, the big crimes went down drastically. And what we saw in Seattle in the movie was not a homeless problem, as the mayor of the city was addressing it. It was a drug problem.
Right.
That wasn't being addressed.
And related illegal activities.
Yeah, the stealing to get the money and the whole bit. And people just having meltdowns in the street. I mean, it was just sad. And again, it was lack of law enforcement, because when you don't enforce the law, bad things happen.
Right.
And there were a number of police who didn't come on camera, but what they had said anonymously written down in such a way that it was perfectly clear that they felt like their hands were tied behind their backs. They could not police.
They couldn't do what they felt they were supposed to be doing.
Exactly. They're not allowed to enforce the existing laws. Hal. Yes.
Well, they spent time and time again arresting the same people over and over and taking them in for pretty serious offenses and have them maybe spend one night in jail, maybe none at all. And they're back on the street again, and they have to, next time they do the same thing, they have to arrest them again. So they got to where they just stand and watch, and you know, they're just so disheartened by it all and feel so disgusted with it, they just can't cope with it.
Right. Again, the name of that documentary is Seattle is Dying. It is not a political documentary. It's not done by the left or the right. It was done by a local ABC affiliate TV station there in Seattle. They went out on the streets. They documented what was going on. They talked to the officials. They, you know, talked to the police. And, you know, it was a very well done and put together documentary that exposed what the real issues are. And that, like we said, the police are not allowed to enforce their existing laws. They've been told to stand down. And Seattle's been given a nickname. It's called Freeattle now, because all these druggies know if you can get there, everything will be free for you. Free health care, free drugs, free this, free that. They set up anywhere on the streets they want to. They defecate on the streets. They urinate on the streets. The streets are covered with needles and other drug paraphernalia. And that's all supported by the city council. And it's socialist policies that are allowing that.
You know, in the movie, they also had shown that for some of the shop owners in that area, they had documented 100 incidents of shoplifting.
Yes.
That only resulted in 8 prosecutions, and half of those were let off on, go back on the street.
And now many of those shop owners are closing their shops and moving to other towns.
Well, Rain and I saw it a little bit when we were in Seattle. We didn't stay in the city of Seattle. We stayed a very nice place. Other than that, tell them about it a little bit, Rainer. You talk about it better than I do.
Well, we stayed on an island in Puget Sound, but we did come into Seattle for our great-grandson to go to the Seattle Children's Hospital. So we were on the road net. It was not up close and personal like that film. We couldn't hear what people were saying, but we could see them very plainly. And we drove for miles to get into the city. And that kind of thing, at every overpass, at every bridge, at every clover leaf, and on some of the city streets, it was tent after tent after tent with trash and garbage and weird-looking people. They could not possibly have exaggerated the magnitude of it. I've never seen anything like
right.
it.
Let me contrast that for you, because I worked for the government here at local air station. In the IT department, in the late 80s, early 90s, I say, every year they sent me to Redmond, Washington, to the Microsoft campus. to study IT security to combat the latest security threats and all. My first trip there, I came back and I told my wife, I said, if we ever move, I want to move to the Pacific Northwest. I said, Seattle is so beautiful. It's pristine. There's no trash. It's green. Everything is green. Everywhere you go, it's green. It's fresh because you have a mist in the air pretty much all the time. It comes in off the ocean, over the mountains, and it's just a light mist, you know. I said, it's just absolutely beautiful. That's the contrast between then and now.
The island we stayed on was like that.
You described it as island we stayed on, right.
So I have three things to say, and I probably forget one of them. But anyway, the first thing is your point about people kind of taking advantage of this freedom to do whatever they want. And I write often about that question is, are we ultimately doomed? Is our freedom, are we going to be irresponsible with our freedom to the point where we destroy ourselves? Is it sustainable to have a free and open society like we do?
Because our freedoms are being used against us.
Right.
They're being manipulated.
But they're not. People aren't being responsible with freedoms, right? And,
and those are the two sides of the coin.
This is the trade-off, yes. Right? And so that's why...
Freedom with self-discipline.
And that's why it was so important, according to our founders, that we have a moral compass.
Right.
Now, that there's religion in our life, that there's a good, stable home life is because you get your values. And then you have your values, and this way you're always making judgment calls. Is this right and wrong? And we don't have a value system anymore. We have a free-for-all. So that's the first, that's the first one. The second is, Rick, you were talking about Seattle saying, well, come here, we have free drugs, we have free healthcare, we have free this, we have free that. Well, this goes to show you what kind of people we have become in the United States. You advertise for free things and they flock. They go there. They don't bring any talents there. They don't go there for an economy to better themselves, for economic upward mobility. They go there for free stuff.
They come here to leech.
They leech and then they destroy. It's leech and destroy. And then, so that's, we see that, we're seeing that in California as well.
Right.
So the lesson here is, and this should be a lesson about socialism, don't announce free things.
Right.
Because it only leads to decay of us as a human, you know, race, as an American society. And the third thing is, I'm going to forget it. Oh, I remembered. Early on, when I was young, I took a psychology class, and it might have even been in high school. I don't remember, but they were talking about human behavior, and it's all across, you know, not just for kids. It's human behavior. Humans they need boundaries. All humans need boundaries. They have to know how to act, and they have to know when they go beyond a certain boundary, then that's not acceptable for our society. And so children operate best when you give them boundaries, right? That's why they do something wrong, you spank them. You don't say, don't do it again. If you don't do it again, I'll buy you a lollipop. It's hard and fast. You make it a lesson. And same thing with adults. They have to know how far they can go, but they can't pass. And then there has to be consequences. If you go past the boundary, you have to have strict consequences. All what we're talking about now in Seattle and in other places is we're talking about no consequences. We say there's consequences, but in reality, there are no consequences. Police keep bringing people in. Finally say, what's the point? Just let them continue doing drugs.
Right.
Let them do this. So this is another lesson for us, is that we have to set acceptable behavior, guidelines, and we have to enforce every time. We can't say, well, for some people we won't, for others we won't. You have to enforce, and the police have to know that as enforcement, that's their job.
Right.
Diane, I agree with you wholeheartedly, but I have to be adamant that there are consequences. These people are decaying and dying very early in life.
Okay, folks, we get real passionate sometimes and forget we have to pay the piper. We should have had two breaks by now. So we're going to take the first break to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll come back and we'll have to double up on some breaks later on. But this was a good segue into talking about our rights and our freedoms.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, Go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call, the place where patriots come to talk.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, if you've been tuned in, you heard that the discussion got very lively, very passionate, and we're going to continue that. Diane had given us a segue into talking about our freedoms and our rights and how they're being abused and not appreciated. Not treated
with responsibility.
Right, no responsibility. And talking about the accountability and no consequences. That was part of the movie or documentary. As you got into it, there were no consequences. But there is a success in Rhode Island where they're working on a program there. And the first thing they said they did was they started enforcing their laws. They gave consequences. Mm-hmm. And then they went into a treatment program within the prison facilities there, and we won't get into that right now. But they proved that setting up consequences worked. And the fact that they enforced their laws, it cleaned up their streets. They got this stuff off their streets. And like you said, Eureka. Yeah. Why did it take, you know, I don't understand why they didn't know. I already know that just from past experiences.
Yeah, the best deterrent is knowing that 100% of the time you break the law, you're getting punished for it.
Yeah. Well, you look at right now, there is no respect for authority. You've got these people running up on the streets now and dumping buckets of water. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's just water. At any time, it could be acid or anything else dumped on these police officers.
It's just an act of disrespect.
Right. Okay. Can you imagine that happening 50 years ago? I found what would have happened to them?
I found it hard to believe that. I don't know what they call it, their city council or their city supervisors or what they were. There's a group of about 8 or 10 people sitting around up there saying basically that things had to remain free and this is the way of life in Seattle and all of that. And I thought to myself, where did they find all these airheads and how in the heck did they get elected?
They get elected because they have this false narrative that tugs at the heartstrings of uninformed people. We like to call them useful idiots because they don't...
Useless.
Useless.
Except useful at voting time.
Right. They don't take the time or put forth the effort to know what really is going on. They are fed the lies by the mainstream media and by these politicians that make it sound like, okay, this is the real humanitarian thing to do. We've got to give them a place to live. We've got to feed them. We've got to provide them health care, blah, 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 blah. And now they've started calling all of these things rights.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not rights.
They're not rights, and it's not useful because what happens is they go on a downward spiral where they don't care about themselves. They don't care about anybody else. They do whatever it takes to get the drugs. They injure other people. They injure their businesses. They even kill other people.
Right. But the whole...
That there's nothing humane about that.
The whole purpose, to get back to your question, Hal, the only reason they do it is to remain in office. They get reelected by giving stuff away. It's an incentive. You vote for me and I'll give you more stuff. And you see that pattern. Every year, they want to add more and more and more. Increase this benefit. Increase that. Oh, let's take minimum wage up to $100 an hour. You know, everybody's got to have a living wage. You know, I never heard of a living wage until just recently.
It was something negotiated.
Well, Rick, I know you're going to think this is a little deviation from what we're talking about on the movie, but I really think the real root problem is in our education system, where the schools have taught people that you have to have group study, everybody gets the same grade, you don't have the individualism and the pride. Like when they started giving all the kids that ran in a race a medal, and you know, the winners didn't have anything particularly any different from the losers.
Right.
That kind of thing. And I think that's at the root of the problem. And
well,
that's one of the root problems.
You've opened up a can of worms because you've hit the nail right on the head. That is a big part of the problem. It's been going on for a number of decades now, and it was by design. If you go back and read Rules for Radicals, the Communist Manifesto and all, and how they come into a country, how they tear it apart and take it over, that's part of it, and it's getting control of our education system. Look at your teachers. How many liberal teachers are in the education system now? Look at your professors. You have professors that used to be considered political activists that were given prison time that are now top professors in some of your universities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But how about the original immigrants that came to America from countries like England, Ireland, France, wherever?
Italy,
yes. Okay,
yes,
mention Italy. And they came here for what? They came here for the freedom. They came here to make a life for themselves. And I can remember
opportunity.
They weren't here for somebody to give them something. They were here to take advantage of an opportunity. And I remember one story I was watching one time, and it was a pioneer, and he was going through the forest and the woods and everything, and he came to a nice valley, a nice clearing place where it looked like he could farm. And he said, "Thank you, God, I can take it from here." That's the spirit that built America.
Well, the first thing, they didn't come here for somebody to give them something, because the only thing anybody was going to give them was a welcoming hand if they were willing to participate in the process.
Right.
They had to come through Ellis Island. They had to pass certain criteria. They had to be healthy enough. They couldn't have a communicable disease or anything. You know, they couldn't bring the plague in with them.
Right.
They had to show that they were able physically to support themselves, to go out and earn a living wage, if that's what you want to call it, and support themselves and not be a burden on the system. And that's how this country grew so fast, and how much there was so much innovation and progress in this country. The progress didn't stop until the progressives took over.
Yeah. You know, they like to talk about the rich. Well, in the system that you're describing, there wasn't the rich. People had upward mobility who were willing to and wanted it. it was a moving target. It wasn't. There were certain families that got rich and stayed rich, but there, most of the people who became millionaires failed several times. They failed their way to success because with every failure, they learned what not to do, and the next time, they a little better, a little better, a little better.
Right.
So it wasn't that this person was rich and that person was poor. They could be what they chose to be.
Right.
And we need that kind of country again where everybody gets their own choice.
Absolutely. And Hal, to get back to your thing, thanks for bringing up the education issue. Here locally in North Carolina, Dr. Rosemary Stein's been talking recently about the reading program that the state of North Carolina is now spending millions of dollars for this new reading program. And she says it doesn't achieve the results of the $5 Webster readers they had before.
And Rosemary Stein has got her head screwed on straight. She is one smart woman.
She's a pediatrician.
Right. So the ways of the past aren't always wrong. And, well, look, the country got where it is because of it. All right, we need to take another break to make up for the ones that y'all didn't let me take earlier.
So sorry about that.
Here we go. Listen to these messages from our sponsors. Please go out and visit them.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. We've got Bob and Mary Griswold, Diane Ruffino, and Howard Rayner James on our panel. We're having a lively discussion on socialism and socialist policies, and how we saw a good example of that in a documentary called Seattle is Dying. Go to YouTube, search for Seattle is Dying, and you can watch a documentary yourself. It's about an hour long. It's a real eye-opener. When you get through with that, just go back to YouTube and search for Los Angeles. Don't put in anything else, just Los Angeles. And look at all the things that come up about the same things you saw or witnessed in the Seattle is Dying documentary. It's an epidemic. And one other thing I want to mention about it, it's going on in all these big cities across the country. They all are being controlled by Democrat socialists.
Bingo.
It's a common thing.
Cause and effect.
All right, a common theme. So that's not partisan. That's fact. Just telling you the way it is. If you go and look where they're having the problems, look at who's the governor and the mayors of those areas. All right, Hal.
Well, you made the point, and we discussed it, I think, at great length about the very first thing that needs to happen to clean up a situation like this is there has to be consequences for actions. People need to be arrested and serve time or punished in some way for whatever crime they commit. But the second thing that the point that they made, I thought was also a very important point, was when you have these people in prison, that's where you could work with them, and that's where you maybe could make some change in their lives. And that's where what they began to do in Rhode Island, which I think makes a lot of sense. I'm not so sure about everything to do with the program the way it was described to us, but I think that is an important point.
Right. Well, that again is another socialist tactic that they've used, is tearing down our justice system with these false narratives. You can't profile. In other words, if you see a chicken walking like a chicken, looking like a chicken,
and a chicken has robbed a bank 9 out of the last 10 times,
right,
don't go looking for the chicken.
Right. You can't do that.
Bad.
Well, Diane, that's a good point. In that movie, those police officers knew these people. They were calling them by
name.
And said, don't do that anymore, Jackie, or whatever.
Right. And they had the list you were talking about, the list of the top 100 offenders.
And how many times they had been arrested.
Yeah. That Bob mentioned.
Yeah. That were on that list. It's not like, okay.
In the old days, and I hate to keep saying old days, but back in the day, one of the first things that police did when they were trying to solve crimes, they profiled.
Of course.
Because it cuts down on resources. It's more efficient. It narrows their search. We've had a string of bank robbers. They were all, white, and they wore black caps or blah, blah, blah. All right, so let's spend half our time then looking for Mexicans. That, right, it wouldn't make sense, right?
Right?
It's just a waste of time and resources.
I would say profile. I would say that we need to apply this non-profiling to other industries. How about a doctor? You come in with a sniffle or whatever else. First thing he's going to look at is your toes, and he's going to look at your fingers. because we don't want to profile that you might have a head cold.
Yeah,
so we need to stop profiling in all of these other industries.
Yeah. That's right.
All organs should be treated equally, right?
Right. If you're coming in to apply for a job, I can't look at you and look at your degrees and all, because that would be profiling.
Right.
I have to assume.
It's not fair to look for just the best.
Right.
It's not
fair. Anyway.
Did you get fired from?
My whole point there is they took away the tools that the police were able to use.
We've lost our collective sanity.
No, common sense. We're really, a lot of things we're talking about, we're moving away from common sense.
Uh-huh. Right. The profiling.
Correctness. The profiling.
The profiling worked because you got a description of the suspect, uh-huh, and you could look for somebody dressed that way, somebody that tall, mm-hmm, somebody that big, somebody that color.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what they turned around and called racist. It was all based on racism, racist profiling. Okay, so that took that tool away from the cops.
Rick, every group has had their bad eggs. I'm Italian. Well, there was a whole time when Italians came over, a lot of them from Sicily. They brought their kind of street justice or whatever they brought with them. But,
they were
the mafia, right? We don't really make money on our own. We don't sell anything. We don't offer a product. But we do have, we have muscle. We have guns. So we can go to you and say, hey, we want to pay. If you don't want to get beat up by our men, by the way, pay us, protection money. So if you don't pay, then my guys are going to come beat you up. Now, if I didn't come to you, my guy, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So, for years, they would profile Italians. I have a friend that's in the police department in New Jersey. Part of his interview process was he had to provide the names and the addresses. They had to look at all the Italians in history.
Everybody named Vinny.
Yeah, and in his background, because and I said to, and his name is Anthony. Anthony, but they had to look and interview all those Italians in his background. Why? Because they had to make sure there were no mafia ties.
Right.
All right? So we had all the Irish cops check in on you.
But that's the way it was. But that's the way it was, because in the end, you want to make sure there's no ties, there's unnatural ties, illegal ties,
right.
Nothing that will compromise their ability. But like I said, I'm Italian. I'm the first one that should say, oh, that was wrong. But you have to realize my group of people did have some bad eggs, and they brought bad things with them. And if you want to root out the problem within your community, you say that's not tolerated anymore, and you work it out, and you figure out how to clean up your community. But there'll never be any rush or push to clean up your communities if we just massage it away. Right. And
everybody in the community knew who they were by what? Their actions.
Yes. So if you want to cover it up, you could
easily identify.
Right,
yeah, he's
then
one.
Then we just perpetuate all the problems.
Well, same thing with the border crisis now, if you want to call it a crisis. You know, Trump gets blamed because he called all Mexicans rapists and murderers. No, he didn't.
Mm-mm.
He didn't. And he wasn't applying that to a race of people.
And to think that's no common sense if you think that.
But that's the socialist manipulation of our words, our language, our education system. They change everything around.
Yeah.
Give it a false narrative. Exactly. Give it a new meaning.
Yeah.
You know, like progressive.
Yeah.
There's nothing progressive about it.
It's recessive.
It's regressive.
Right. Yeah. And shame on the left for saying that just because President Trump wants to enforce our immigration system, that he's racist. Because he doesn't want brown people in the country. Make America white again.
No,
remember that?
That's not what he was talking about.
That's not what it's about. We have laws.
We don't want murders and rapists. That's what he was talking about.
We want the rule of law to work for everybody.
And the facts are that on the news media in California and all, there had been a number of incidences of murder and rape.
Uh-huh.
And it was national news. And that's what he was referring to, murderers and rapists. We don't want those coming in illegally across the border.
They're among the group that comes in illegally.
And disproportionately, if we look at the prison system, we see that disproportionately there's, you know, Hispanics are disproportionately committing these violent crimes.
Right.
Yes, and it's not because they're being arrested disproportionately. They're being arrested in proportion
now,
to the crimes they
You just brought me
commit.
To another point.
Wait, what did Biden say? We want facts, not the data.
We want facts, not the
truth.
Yeah, we want the truth, not the facts.
We rely on facts, not truth. Okay. You bring me to another point. Why? Why is it that disproportionately these others are coming into our country and creating this heinous crimes?
Free stuff?
We've got freebies.
Nope. Our country, whether people want to admit it or accept it or not, it was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Back to your moral compass you were talking about. We created a country on morals and values where certain things were accepted and other things were not. A lot of these countries, they don't have that moral foundation.
And they have different social values, too.
They have different social values. They look at things differently. You know, in our country, it would be thought of to behead somebody as a punishment.
Yeah, I know.
But in some of the Middle East countries, that's the first thing
that's
they do.
I think of, right?
They'll take off an arm or a hand.
It was kind of traditional in France for a while, too, called a guillotine.
Right.
We believe in going to police and having a person arrested that broke a law. And in other countries, they believe their first thing is to get a hatchet, go after them, or machete, and just mete out their own justice.
Right.
You know, it's interesting as we look at Hong Kong, the protesters in Hong Kong, that some of the protesters may really need to fear for their lives, but they're protesting with American flags.
Yes.
Why American flags? Because it represents that freedom and the foundation that we have.
Those are the kind of people we need in our country. Those are the people we should
let
in.
Well,
it's not excuse me, Mary. It's not just Hong Kong. All in a lot of these European countries and all, where they're having a lot of protests and riots, they're there with American flags and Trump banners. Now, Trump's not even their president, so why would they be?
They love his example.
Saw a wonderful statement on Facebook that said, "Be the America Hong Kong thinks you are."
Oh my gosh, that is wonderful.
Let's make a meme out of that.
I think somebody did.
Okay, then let's re-meme it and put it on the CCTA site.
I don't want our listeners to think that we at CCTA don't recognize the fact that blacks had been mistreated in America for some time. They had been. And I think part of the profiling was that old song about Reuben James, and maybe I got interested in it because my last name is James, and maybe he's related to me. I don't know. But it said Reuben James was a no-count color man who'd steal anything he can. And that was the attitude of a lot of whites when I was a young man, a young boy. And so you got to realize that we do have something to overcome there. And
there definitely were injustices.
Exactly. That's my point.
Like there were all in every country in the land, every country in the world, because it's human nature. There's evil in the world.
Right. And I don't feel like I know but one person who is racist, and I don't like them. I don't know people like that.
I know, but that's a narrative that's been painted, especially.
But it isn't true. It's
not true, but it's being believed more and more because if you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes the truth.
Well, maybe we should repeat the truth.
Well, that's what we're trying to do.
Indeed.
But back to Hal's point, yes, there were great injustices in this country. The American Indians, look at the injustice that they suffered and are still suffering, but we have corrected our paths in many, many ways over the years. Mm-hmm. You know, we abolished slavery, let me be clear about that, too. America did not invent slavery.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh, it was all over the world.
Right.
We did. As a matter of fact, black tribes enslaved members of other black tribes. That's how many of the slaves were originally captured
and sold them into slavery.
Indian tribes, Muslims. And Muslims are notorious for it.
Slave traders, yes.
American Indian tribes captured other Indians and made slaves of them.
Right.
They captured white settlers and made slaves of them. It was a different world.
Yes.
Not a correct world, but a different world. And we're looking at it so often very narrowly and don't really see the big picture, deny the big picture as it really happened.
So because this country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles and it did have a moral compass, realizing that everybody didn't subscribe to those same beliefs, were still free to come into our country.
Sure.
They were free to worship if they chose, or not worship if they chose. But
most of them chose.
Right. So, yes, there were indiscretions. There were things that we're not proud of and that shouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. But we've done our best to correct that, and I think we've made great progress. But you wouldn't know that to listen to the mainstream media and to a lot of these politicians.
A part of American history that doesn't get mentioned a lot, I learned one year at the Griswold family reunion, because the Griswold family goes up back to whenever. And there was a group of Indians when Connecticut was settled, and the white settlers set up an enclosed area. And the Indians around them came into the enclosed area with them, because there was one tribe that was raping and pillaging. And finally, the Indians that were aligned with the white settlers got a little angry, and they tried to wipe out the tribe. They were not successful. The tribe that was raping and pillaging is now the owners of one of the casinos in Connecticut.
Oh, good grief.
So things haven't changed much. No.
All right. Well, we got to squeeze in one more break here real quick, so we'll be right back after these messages.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security, LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills.
Our next concealed carry class is scheduled for December 16.
Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit responsiblesecurityllc.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Man, what a lively show we had today. but we got to wrap it up now because we're running out of time.
We need to tell about the award we made.
We will.
All right.
I want to get back first and address something you were talking about, and that is there racism in this country? Absolutely. But not to the extent that the mainstream media is trying. And
Rick, most of it is from the people who are accusing
that was my
other
people. That's my next point.
Sorry about that.
These politicians that are using it as a tool to try to get elected. Mm-hmm. And usually the person that's screaming racism the loudest is one of the worst racists you'll find.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones that...
they don't think they are,
but
what they're exhibiting really is.
Right. They use hateful speech. They try to get people to lose their jobs. They shut down businesses. Mm-hmm. They do all over false accusations of racism, and that needs to stop. So I'm hoping at some point in the future of our country that'll happen. Now, Hal, you want to tell us about an award that was given out at our meeting last night.
Right, and also since Rainer was chairman of that project, I wanted her to chime in and tell about it too, but we had in CCTA initiated a new program, I guess you'd call it. I hope it is a tradition that's carried on from time to time, that we would name someone as an outstanding patriot, give them Patriot's Award, and have an appropriate ceremony and make this presentation. Rainer, tell us about it a little bit. You were the chair and you did it.
Well, we did a plaque and noted some of the things that the recipient has done. It's Bill Harper, and he has worked for things like constitutional adherence, free markets, things we're for a long, long time, and done it with great boldness, used humor, and has just been super good at it. So Bill Harper was the first recipient of that award, and I don't think we could possibly found anybody any more appropriate.
And I'd like to point out that he was an antagonist against the antagonist to the Board of Commissioners in Craven County, like I've been for a number of years. And he also became he he took the bit in his mouth and he ran for the Board of Commissioners and was elected.
Yeah. And so, was known to say, they've kicked me out of here a lot of times. Now I've got a key of the building.
We had a wonderful time with Bill and Betty, his wife, and that was just a great ceremony.
Yes, it was. And he was well deserving of the award, and I'm sure you could tell he appreciated it very much. Not that he would go out and seek that recognition, but...
He's not that sort.
Right.
I had time to tell some stories about him, so I know some good ones.
Yeah, well, you'll have to save that for another day because...
We'll leave you with that, listeners.
We've got to wrap this program up. I want to tell you to please visit cctaxpayers.com. There you'll find out more about our organization. You can just browse through the there are a lot of pages there. There's candidate vetting reports there. There's all kinds of reports from our different committees. We have committees, legislative action committees, committees on education, committees on immigration, things like that. There's a lot of information up there. The one thing you really need to visit is our donate button on the homepage.
Yes.
So you can help keep us on the air if you like listening to
early
us.
Early voting is going on. I just want to remind you.
Oh, yes. Right.
Two of the candidates that are running for our third district of U.S. House, their information is on there in the vetting reports.
Right. Folks, we got to go. It's important. Get out and vote because this is a unusual early election, special election. Our governor picked this time of the year so he could help manipulate the voter turnout.
Rick, it's a general election, not a primary.
Right. Okay. That's it. Please tune in again next week for CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake-Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.